Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? This is another episode of Anything and Everything with Matt. I'm here today with my buddy Kane.
What's going on, man? Hey, how's it going, everybody?
How do you pronounce your last name again?
Stahelski.
Stahelski.
The C silence, Polish as fuck.
Okay. Stahelski. Yeah. All right. So it's been a long time, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, you've been away for quite some time. How's life doing?
Hey, it's treating me well so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's doing pretty. Yeah. Doing well. Getting my act together, you know.
That's good. For those of you guys listening who don't know Kane, he was recently incarcerated, and I wanted to ask him some questions about his, I guess, time in the lockup, right?
Yeah, just how it was, you know.
Yeah. So, I guess my first question is, what jail were you in? What jail did you go to?
Alright, well, I've been to quite a few, actually. Alright, so first off, I started in Lake County Jail, first time 6 months, and then I went to work release right across the street, and I was there for a couple months, violated there. Work release is such a trip.
Really?
Nobody can get through work release. The rules are just way too strict. Like, it's set up to fail you.
Seriously?
Why? That's how I see it.
Do you get paid through it, though?
No, you gotta pay them. You gotta pay them $450 a month to stay in work release.
What the hell's the point of work release? Just to get out?
Yeah, so you can work. You know, you can still make some money, but you gotta pay them damn near half your check.
Wow. You know, they manage your checks?
They can. It depends on your caseworker. They can.
Wow. But that's crazy.
That's ridiculous. No, work release trip. So I was in work release, you know, called a violation there. And then the first time I actually went to prison. You got to go to RDC in Indiana. It's called RDC.
R what?
RDC.
RDC.
I forgot what it stands for. Damn it, my bad. But it's RDC in Plainview. That's where anyone that gets sentenced to prison in Indiana, they go there first. Anyone.
Really?
Yeah, so
headquarters or something.
Yeah, that's where you get all your tests done. You get pretty much like classified your DOC number and all that.
So
and they pick what prison you go to.
In Indiana, be any of them.
Any of them.
Wow.
There's a lot.
Wow. Which one's the worst ones in Indiana?
Indiana State Prison is the worst.
You didn't go there, did you?
That's one of them I was at.
Yeah. Oh God, you had to go there.
I'll tell you about
Damn.
That. No, that was fucked. It was the closest one to my house, like in RDC. If you tell them where you live, like what county, most of the time they'll try to get you closer to your county so like your family can see you and stuff like that. So like Michigan State it's right there.
Wow. Damn. So is that like a lot of people from the city, Chicago and stuff too, get to go there?
Well, a lot of Gary, a lot of Elkhart. I didn't even know about Elkhart until I got locked up.
Really? Is that
a fucking fucked up area in Indiana. It's almost as fucked up as like Gary.
Really? Yeah. Shit. I never heard of it. Heard about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from Elkhart.
Wow.
And, you know, all over Indiana. Some people out of state, of course, but...
Damn, so you went to how many different prisons?
All right, so, yeah. RDC is a prison, so RDC, Indiana State Prison. Lakeside, which is also called ISO, outside. It's literally right next door to Indiana State Prison.
Huh.
But it's outside the wall.
Oh, okay.
It's like a level 2 facility, level 2 and 1. I was at Lakeside and Westville.
And which one was the worst one?
I mean, see, I was only in Indiana State for, like, 45 days. And I was in my own cell. I mean,
it was like a rough time. But, you had your own cell, though?
Yeah, I was by myself. I had my TV. You know, I had my commissary. But it was just, man. It's all fucked up, man. I was in there because I got in a fight at Lakeside. If you get in a fight at Lakeside, you got to go to solitary.
Oh, really?
Solitary confinement, yeah. I mean, it's not really solitary because...
Damn, you did some solitary confinement.
I mean, it's not really like solitary.
So solitary, one cell.
Yeah, one cell, but you're with like
a whole group.
It's a whole.
So they don't really do, because I heard that was like one of the worst forms of torture is actual solitary confinement, like locking you in a fucking.
I mean, it depends. If you got a weak, mind, yeah.
Yeah, true. I mean, I could probably handle like maybe like.
I had a strong mind. That's why I lasted in there with no problems. You know, for the most part.
Yeah. So you didn't have anyone like? Did anyone try to like fuck with you? Is it like?
Oh, of course. People always try to. You know, if they're trying to get in the gang, they gotta prove themselves and like fight somebody and shit like that. Or like, you know, people try just being cool in front of other dudes. I don't know, but of course people tried me.
Did you end up joining a gang?
No, I'm not about that. You know that.
I figured you would. How did you manage?
I'm my own person, man. I just got cool with the right people. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Wow,
That's like, crazy. The Latin Kings wanted me to join them.
Wow. Because
I was cool with a lot of them. And then the Dirty White Boys I chilled with. Like, the Dirty White Boys.
Races?
I chill with Aryans. I've chilled with SDs. I've chilled with
so
fucking...
So if you chill with everyone. Aryans, are they actually that racist then? Because, like, is it more...
See,
it,
I mean...
Do they have, like, black people in their group? Is it all...
No, racist? No, you can't be black in an Aryan. No, you can't be
like,
black.
I figured they wouldn't ask you, probably. Yeah, okay.
For no, Aryans, it's just, I was cool with them, man. I just know, you know me, I know how to talk to them. I'm cool with everybody.
That's crazy.
I was cool with everyone. Wow. I knew the plugs. I knew everything that happened days before it was going to happen. You know, like, when shipments came in, shit like that. Like, just because of me.
Wow.
You know? That's why I survived in there.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Like, I don't want anybody else to go to prison. Any of my friends.
Really? That sounds like hell. So you didn't have anyone try to pick a fight with you?
Oh, a few times. I got a few fights in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you withgo any racism?
A little bit, but you know me with racism. I turn around and make it a joke.
Yeah, like you.
And that's why I was cool with anybody, you know?
Yeah.
They laughed at that. And then they listen to me talk. Like, I tell them about where I grew up from, how I am, what I listen to, and then they're just like, mind blown.
Wow.
You know?
So you just basically give them a different image.
Even COs, I would talk to COs that way too. Like,
wow.
I damn near did whatever I wanted to. Wow. For real, dude, I'd be smoking in front of them, making hooch and shit. Just not all COs, of course, but like, I had a lot of cool COs in there.
Wow.
Correctional officers.
That's crazy. So you, when you say you joke around about any racism and stuff,
it's never affected me.
Kind of like,
I don't see that, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking stereotypes in there in a way, you know, like those racist people that were locked up in there, and you saying you're friends with the Aryans, they have such stereotypes of people of any different color.
Everyone breaks stereotypes.
Yeah, it's crazy because
they may not know consciously that they're doing it, but they're doing it.
Yeah,
they don't think about it.
That's true.
I've seen a lot of that. Like, I've seen literally the stupidest people and some of the smartest people in prison. And like some of the craziest and some of the, I don't know, I've seen every character in prison.
Wow.
So that was like a cool, it's not cool. Prison's not cool. But it was an experience, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely it taught me a lot about people. It taught me a lot about the system. You know, it taught me a lot about life. No one wants to live there. No one wants to be there for the rest of their life. Like I was in cells with people that have life. You know, 20 years of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here with only, you know, a couple of missing, you know, a couple of years.
So do you think prison...
I don't know.
Do you think prison saved you, in a sense?
I mean, I don't want to say it, really.
Like, from who you were becoming, do you think it put a stop in that track and turned your life around? Not saying it didn't take away a lot of your years, but...
No, it did. Yeah, I mean, it took away...
You
could have
been
some,
in
like,
some deeper shit, you know?
Yeah, I could have. It really did.
You could have been one of the other people marked up on the boards, too, you know? Just... crossed off the board.
Yeah, that's one thing I do not want to happen.
It's really cool, though, that you actually...
It did save me, but then again, I went through a lot of shit. Like, if you want to get saved and you have to go through that way, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Paul, so what are some, like, crazy things that happened in there?
Man, there's just too many to count, for real.
So you never personally got in a fight? Well, you said you got
no,
in a fight.
No, I've gotten a couple.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Like, did they start shit with you?
I mean, it was a little of both, like, each time.
Did you win them?
No, I lost one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I definitely lost one. That's the first time I ever lost that bad dude.
Really?
Yeah. But really? We were cool after. Like, he was a cool dude. Like, it was over some bullshit. It was over a spades game.
Isn't it funny how dudes can, like, literally beat the blood out of each other?
Yeah, but, like, we were still cool after that, man. Like, it was weird, but...
Girls are like...
I got respect for that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he blew my ass.
Respect.
Man. But another time I got in a fight, man, it was the day I found out Kukan passed. Like, I called, and my mom said she went to the funeral and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, I just lost it. I just broke down, and, like, I started crying. And some dudes called me a bitch, and you don't... In prison, you know, around here, we can call friends bitches. And,
yeah.
You know, we just joke around about it, but in there, you call someone a bitch, you don't do that.
You
know,
I'm like,
that's disrespectful, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, someone called me a bitch. Someone just snapped. Like, I just instantly stuck him.
Wow.
Just started whooping the shit out of
him.
I mean, the dude's, I've had kind of problems with him before. He's a shit talker. He's just a piece of shit, but I don't know. Wow. That was bad. I've never fought that hard.
Wow. That's crazy.
But,
yeah, I don't blame you, though.
That and then, one of the fights... People, okay, there's a lot of people in there that spend a lot of money, like a lot of money. Like they'll spend like $1,000 a week.
And what?
Suboxone, heroin, meth. Wow. You can get anything in there. K2. There's a lot.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. And so it's just as easy, if not easier, to get it in
prison. Easier in there. Sense. And it's...
That's nuts.
Yeah. But anyway, so there's people that, you know, add up these debts, can't pay them. So they check in. And checking in means, like, you know, you do something, you get in a fight, or you get caught with something or whatever. Or you go up to the CEO and say, I don't want to be in the storm. It's called checking in. Which means you either switch dorms or you switch prisons. Just so you don't have to be... You don't owe that debt anymore, you know?
You could do that?
That's a sneak-ass way to do it, yeah.
So but... you can, like, rack up a bunch of debt and then just fucking...
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I feel like eventually it's going to catch up with you.
Oh, yeah, because if you do it with, like, some sort of gang, like, if they're part of a gang, they can easily get contact with another prison. And then that dude's fucked.
Put a hit out on him or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
So it's stupid.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking...
See, I never racked up a debt. Like, I was always able to pay my dues.
Wow. That's crazy. How do you get money there? You could just get wired money from people on the outside?
Yeah, wired money. Like, I had my own money. So I had... My parents were wired
money. If you had a person with no savings and your mom ain't gonna... Parents ain't gonna give
you... Oh, them? Well, you get little jobs in there, but you only get, like, 25 cents an hour.
Ooh, what?
I swear to God.
25 cents an hour? I
swear to God.
How is that legal?
It's prison, bro. They don't even have to pay you.
Oh, so, like, that old classic vision of, like, chopping up rocks.
No, they don't have that, but they do make plates, though. Like, license plates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, license plates. And then, you know, you can either work in the kitchen or do sanitation, you know, clean up the dorm. Wow. Or you can do, like, landscaping.
Wow.
So, there's different kinds of jobs, you know.
That's crazy.
Laundry, shit like that.
Wow. That's free labor, basically.
Pretty much. Wow. But, I mean, do 25 cents in there, like... All right, a ramen noodle is 33 cents in there.
Really?
Yeah. So after like a month, because you get state pay, is what it's called, state pay, mm-hmm. every month, and it'll be like 20, 30 bucks. Hmm. But for people that have nothing, that's enough for them to get their hygiene and some food.
20, 30 bucks?
Yeah, 30 bucks, you can get food to last you a month with ramen and shit, and plus they work in the kitchen or something. Whoa. So. Yeah.
Damn.
And then you can always do your little hustle. Like, there's so many hustles in there. People fix radios. They'll fix headphones.
Oh, you could do something.
For commissary, you know.
Huh.
They'll...
Take a little market.
You know, people even making raps. Making, like, raps for K2 or weed or something.
Oh, really?
People, you know, they get paid commissary for that. Doing laundry, sewing, drawing, tattooing, you know. There's so many different hustles in there.
Are you serious? It's crazy.
Like, dude, it was an experience, but I'd never want to go back.
Yeah, never. Man, that's definitely crazy. So...
And while I was in there, I couldn't tell you how many people said I didn't belong in there. He's like, you're too good of a dude. Why are you in here?
Really?
I'm like, dude, I just got caught. I mean, I got caught up, man.
Wow.
It wasn't even really on me. You know, I wasn't even that big of a dealer. I wasn't.
Yeah.
And two CIs got me. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Fuck. But.
So it doesn't seem like it's the same as what they advertise on movies and in TV shows.
I mean, they get some of it down, but I don't know. Because, I mean, I've seen stabbings and stuff like that. I've seen all that shit, too.
You have?
Yeah.
Really? So, you know, like, it's not like people don't get raped in there?
No, they don't get raped. No, really? I don't know. I've never seen any of that, like, shit, like, no. I mean, some prisons, you do have to, like, shower with other, like, you know, together, but it's, like, 5 feet apart, 5-6 feet apart.
Oh.
But, I mean... It's whatever.
But some showers, you're saying, don't even have that? They have single?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, there's some that's just single, you know, you got the curtain and everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Damn. It's not bad. So they're basically just, like, rumors. They're not, like...
I mean, to be honest, like I said, I wasn't... I mean, I've been with people that have life and shit, mm-hmm. but I wasn't with them for a long time. Like, in Indiana State Prison, that shit might actually be true. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell, you know.
Life.
I don't have the full knowledge, you know. Yeah. I was only locked up a total... 3 years in between jail, work release, and prison.
So you never ran into people who had life? That's like at a different part?
Oh, a couple,
part.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Couple. Shit, I've been... I'm actually good friends with people that just got out that did like 25 years.
Whoa.
20, 25 years, 15 years, you know.
Like,
one of them's about to do a tattoo on me, dude.
Wow, that's crazy. So, people who are sentenced, life sentences, are those like the dangerous ones? Because they got really nothing to lose?
I mean, like, they could like be in a sense, but some of them just accept it, you know? Like, not all of them are dangerous, man. Like, when you think of, like, parolees or, you know, people that have been in prison, not all of them are dangerous, dude. Some of them are there for bullshit reasons. Some of them don't belong there. Like, look at me. Like, come on.
Yeah. So, but they just want to get out. They don't
want to... Yeah, they just want to get out. They don't want no bullshit. They're, you know, having a good time, you know. Just they'll just, you know, play some cards, gamble, chess. Oh, man, chess. I've become a master at chess.
Really?
Out of prison, bro.
Really?
That's actually one thing. I'm not going to lie, dude. I mean, prison fucking... I hate it. It sucks. But...
You miss prison chess.
I love competition. And there was so much of it in there.
Really?
You know, with, you know, in between, because we, there was tournaments, like we had volleyball tournaments, bags tournaments, pool really? Tournaments, basketball tournaments, soccer tournaments, ultimate frisbee tournaments,
wait,
spades tournaments, poker tournaments.
What?
And weightlifting tournaments.
How did
I actually came in third in weightlifting tournament.
Damn,
dude,
really?
Out of like at least 150 people.
Holy shit.
It wasn't weightlifting, though. It was like a... Like it was like a course, yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
We had to do a lot of shit, but...
Is this all, like, in the courtyard or half of the
Yeah,
place?
Yeah,
like,
courtyard, yeah.
How much time do you get out there?
It depends where you're at. Like, Westville, you got altogether 5 hours in a day to go outside and, like, you know, chill. But Lakeside's damn near, like, 12, 13 hours. You can go outside all day.
What the fuck?
Inside and out. But, you know, it's fenced in and everything, but...
That's cool, though.
Yeah, Lakeside's a level 1 and 2. So, they had Xboxes there. They had, you know, pool tables, they had air hockey, ping pong.
You have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I wish. They had phones in there, you know, people snuck phones in there. But.
Wow, that's crazy. So you really never fell behind on, like, what was going on in the media?
No, because I watched a lot of fucking news.
Really?
A lot of news.
Just from, like, the TVs that were in there?
Yeah, because at Lakeside, you can buy your own TV.
What?
So I had my own TV, so I could really watch whenever.
Oh, that's dope.
But at Westville, there was, like, TVs in each dorm, like, day room, it's called day room, like where we can chill during the day.
What?
And there's like a couple TVs in each day room, and you gotta have your radio and earbuds.
Tune?
Yeah, and you gotta tune into the station to listen to the TV.
Oh, that's cool.
But like you can't control it because there's so many other people trying to watch it. So.
Wow, it sounds like you were basically just in a locked dorm.
Yeah.
A college for the most dorm. Part.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was wild, bro. You know,
can you
everyone's
get drunk there?
People did get drunk, you know, people got high, like, everyone was getting just fucked up, and, like, if you had a cool CO on shift,
really?
It was just anarchy.
That's crazy. So, like, you can literally smoke a blunt, and, like, because clearly weed reeks, like, someone's gonna know that there's weed.
Oh, no, see, weed, I mean, weed wasn't too much.
I feel like that would be an obvious, there. Like...
Yeah, no, they would smoke the K2, and then they had their sprays and shit.
Okay.
So...
That makes sense, okay. I was gonna say...
Baby powder and sprays, and...
Wow.
And if the CO didn't care, as long as you tried to cover it up, he's cool with it, you know?
Wow. So why did the CO not, some of them not care? Were they getting paid or some shit?
They were just cool guys, man.
Wow.
Like,
as long as you don't fucking break, like, crazy rules.
Yeah, as long as you don't fucking, as long as you don't get them in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, like, once the captain comes up or something, or, someone higher, then you gotta act, you know, act up, like, get your shit straight. And they'll let us know, they're like, hey, Sarge is coming.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Everyone just are extra. We're all in this on together.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all on a team. Our lives would be way easier.
You scratch my back, I got you.
Yeah. Our lives would be way easier if we just fucking friends here. So the media really does distort our image of like prison and just like.
It does, but I mean, still, I mean, they're trying to make it even worse to make you not want to go because you still don't want
to
go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they see it. They're not going to say how it really is
because
some fucking hood rats are going to be like, oh, it ain't bad, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Like, they're trying to scare it into the public.
Yeah, exactly.
Incentivize them to.
I mean, they're doing
something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, locked up. Locked up. Indiana State Prison was unlocked up.
It was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think a couple times.
Damn. I got to go check that out. That's crazy. But like, when
I should have you
watch it, and or me and you should watch one time. And you tell me all the stuff that's probably exaggerated or bullshit.
Oh yeah, I could do that. Yeah, definitely.
Wow. So moral of the story is, guys, that jail's not so bad if you're running low on money. If you just don't know where to go in life,
not
you
that
know,
bad.
you can't afford rent for the month.
No, it really sucks.
Yeah,
just stay out of trouble. Just live your life. Don't worry about the bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, don't drink and drive. That's what really got me fucked up. Because I was almost off probation, and I got that DUI back in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what sent me back to prison.
I guess now that you're out of prison, and what, are you on parole now?
Yes.
So, I hope you don't plan on wanting to go back, going back, or
oh fuck no, dude, I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah,
don't say that. I mean, I wouldn't actually do it, but mentally, I'd kill myself. Yeah, I'd just say fuck everything.
So you're straightened out this time?
Oh, definitely. No, I'm on the right track, man.
Good, man.
That's well, good. Yeah, I've been cleaning off the shit I used to do for 3 years now. Well, it'll be three years in April.
Wow.
So, you know, I still drink. You know, that's nothing. Never had a problem with that.
Yeah.
Still working, but
still hold a job.
Just, yeah, still holding a job. Mm-hmm. Staying out of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, not drinking and driving.
That's good.
So.
Yeah, that was what fucked you over.
That's what fucked originally. Me over. Yeah.
Or the second time when you got out, right?
Yeah, when I got out, yeah, second time.
Oh, and you would have been out for good, right?
Yeah, I would have been done for good if I didn't get that DUI.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to straighten up my act, mm-hmm. definitely.
You know, maybe.
I mean, I know I'm doing it, but
maybe if it wasn't for that DUI, maybe you would have.
If you things would be so much different, night, dude.
You know, maybe like, you would
have
out again.
Dude, I'd have like a nice car right now. I'd probably be in an apartment.
Maybe.
No, I'd have a girl.
Or you would that DUI maybe taught you a lesson on not to drink and drive. Maybe you would have maybe the weekend okay, after that, I mean, you would have killed yourself drinking and driving. You know what I'm saying?
But dude, you know why I got pulled over?
Stupid.
Dude, so I'm in the square, so that's already a mistake. Yeah, I know.
Oh God.
I'm in the square.
Yeah, you
did
not.
I'm in my mom's van, and I'm with. No, I'm like saying. I'm in my mom's van, and I'm leaving Silver Bullet. I get in my mom's van and I sit there for a minute. I had a beer in the car, so I started drinking that real quick. Found that, put that down.
In the car.
Yeah. Oh, in the car. Fucked up right there. But listen, there's more. So I reverse, go down a little, not even a little past McDonald's. You know how it's right there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just passed McDonald's. I'm like, oh fuck, my lights. Because it's manual, no. It's not automatic. So I put them on real quick. Not even 3 seconds later. Whoop, whoop. Motherfucker.
Wow.
Bro, I got pulled over for not having my lights on right away. That's entrapment. They entrapped the fuck out of me because I wasn't even out of the square yet.
Wow.
Damn near, you know?
Damn. That's bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Was the cop, like, rude?
No, they were cool, man. I knew I was fucked up. Yeah. I was, yeah. Trust me. But I was driving straight. I know when I went and when I cannot drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that irresponsible.
Yeah.
But they fucking bitches got me. I admit it, you know. I did the sobriety. I passed the sobriety, but you can just smell it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a fucking beer bottle and goddamn cup holder, so.
See, you know what's crazy, man? Is the scary thing is when you're drinking, even if someone hits you, and there's no even way to tell who hit who
in a
head-on collision, right? Say you kill a family or you just kill someone or an old lady or something.
It's like, man, it's manslaughter.
It's manslaughter if you're drunk. It's manslaughter with alcohol in your breath, you know?
Exactly.
It's an accident. It's the, you know...
I got a good buddy he's actually a really good buddy, man. I mean, I even chill with him out of prison. I actually worked with him for a little bit, but he went back to work at least. But he got manslaughter for drinking and driving. Like, it wasn't even his fault.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be.
Yeah, I feel like so bad for a dude. Like, he's one of the best, literally the highest paid landscapers around here.
Really?
Like, laborers, well, foremen.
And now he's the best landscaper in the prison?
He's just a bad dude. It's on the old phone, dude. And she is smoking.
And that dude got manslaughter on accident.
On accident, dude.
See, that's a scary.
He's a good guy. I mean, he is kind of fucked up. He is, you know, he's a drunk, yeah. But just like, damn.
But see, it might very well be what would have happened or could have happened later down the road, you know. But you're saying now that you basically are scared.
Oh, I'm not drinking and driving.
Exactly.
I mean, I can be.
It's worth it.
See. I'm not gonna, like, be stupid about it. Like, okay, sometimes I'm gonna have a couple beers and drive.
Yeah, you can have, like...
I might be a little buzzed, but I know I can drive.
Yeah.
Like, if I get pulled over for some bullshit reason, whatever, like...
Honestly, I would... Yeah, I don't think I've ever had, like, 3 beers and, like, driven behind the wheel. Like, at least within the last... Since I've been, like, 17 and up. I've maybe done it once when I was 16, when I first got my license.
No, trust me.
Yeah.
Once my taxes get back and get my car, I'm not gonna be drinking and driving. I swear. I'll still just bum rides from people. Dude,
it's better that way, dude. I mean, it's definitely.
I'll Uber for God's sake.
Yeah. Uber is the freaking no excuse DD.
I cannot afford anything else. At least until I'm off parole. Once I'm off parole, then if I get like a DUI, it's not gonna be as bad. I'll just do like probation again or something. not even that.
That's that you can.
I mean, I don't. It's sad that I'm thinking about that, but just like.
Hopefully soon, all these cars are gonna be driving themselves, so we can just get wasted.
I mean, they pretty much do. We got Ubers. We're not driving. It's a start.
Yeah. That'd be pretty dope though. Once you drive yourself, you can pregame on the way to like the game.
Anywhere, bro.
Even though so many people still do that.
He's taking shots in the car.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck.
It's really cool that you can. You feel comfortable like talking about all this stuff, you know, and it's inspiring. Like it's good lessons that you teach people and stuff. Like, not like that jail is good, but you know,
no, it's not good at all, not whatsoever. It's just,
but you,
I just told it how it really is. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just give the facts.
And the media doesn't show.
You know,
that.
The media tries to make it look even worse, so you don't go. Because really, you know, nobody wants to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Make you stay away.
Scaring, yeah. But you know,
but I was just saying, I just wanted to say it how it is.
Yeah,
it still fucking sucks. There's a lot of things that happen in there.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's not so much like hate as I thought. And
no,
you know, like,
there's really not that much hate. It depends what prison you go to, because there's some southern Indiana prisons,
mm-hmm.
straight races.
Yeah.
So if
I were to go to prison. For anything, how would I like? What would something? What would you tell me?
See, they would.
What's some
they
good call, to survive?
Me and you are considered neutrons because we're not in a gang.
Okay.
So. A neutron. They try testing neutrons. You know.
Hmm.
So they'll try and hustle you or take your shit and shit like this. So you gotta stand up. You have to. If you don't stand up for yourself, people are just gonna take.
Stand up meaning verbally or fighting?
Yeah, verbally or fighting. Yeah.
I'll die very quickly in there.
You just gotta stand up for yourself, or just be like me. You know, just either try to talk it out first, or try to beat their ass. You know.
Huh. Wow.
I talked out so many things. Like
that's what
I'm. Because I'm not that much of a fighter, man. I mean, I am a fighter.
But when
just,
you need it.
I don't. Yeah, only when I need to.
You're
fight.
A defender. You're not a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm a finisher.
Yeah.
I'm a finisher, dude.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out here and. Having this conversation with me.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah.
Glad to be here, man. I had nothing. What's today? Thursday? I had nothing else to do. Got paid today. I'm feeling good.
Nice, dude.
Got a case of zombie dust.
Woo. Literally. Thanks for listening to Anything and Everything with Matt. If you like what you heard, then hit that like button. If you didn't, then tell me why you hated it. Hope you all stay healthy and stay out of jail.